Q&A with Amy Aid. One destination that was easiest to manage. Argentina stands out for me. I speak Spanish, which made everything much easier, and I found it really simple to find food that worked for me. There were also a lot of vegan-friendly options, which helped a lot. I find vegan restaurants are the best at adapting to my specific eating needs. Overall, it just felt easy in a very natural way. It was clean, people were incredibly friendly, and I settled in quickly. I also made friends quite fast, which always makes traveling feel more comfortable and grounded. One destination that surprised you? Colombia, probably. I wasn't sure what to expect, but I found people to be really understanding, especially when it came to food. There was a level of awareness and flexibility that genuinely surprised me in a good way. It ended up feeling a lot more supportive and easy than I had initially assumed. And as it was one of my first solo trips, a lot of previous expectations had been challenged during this trip. One destination she loved emotionally, even if it required more planning, Jordan. It was absolutely unforgettable, especially experiences like being in the desert and spending time with local nomadic communities and sharing tea with them. It did require more preparation in terms of how I moved around and structured the trip, but it was completely worth it. It's one of those places that stays with you long after you leave. A highlight was staying in a goatskin tent in the middle of Wadi Rum, drinking sweet tea with a group of nomadic men, just before they left to pray. It was a really nice moment. Amy's 5 important tips for traveling with Crohn's disease. 1. Schedule recovery time. Don't plan every day from morning until night. Rest days are just as important as sightseeing days. Book travel insurance that covers pre-existing medical conditions. Read the policy carefully so you know exactly what is covered before you travel. Carry medication in your hand luggage. Never pack essential medication in checked baggage, and always bring extra in case of travel delays. As I always carry lactose enzymes, it's annoying that I've also accidentally put it in my checked luggage once or twice. Stay hydrated. Flights, hot climates, and digestive symptoms can all increase the risk of dehydration. So drink water regularly and carry electrolytes if they work for you. Give yourself permission to change the plan. You don't have to finish every hike, stay for every activity, or visit every attraction. Sometimes, the best travel decision is choosing your health first. Amy's quick travel notes. One item you never travel without. A supply of cereal bars I know I can eat, plus digestive enzymes that help me manage certain foods if needed. One red flag when planning a trip? Accommodation that doesn't feel comfortable or doesn't have a good private bathroom. That's the biggest deal breaker for me. Your travel personality in 3 words: curious, adaptable, unpredictable. Slow travel or packed itinerary? It depends on the phase I'm in. Right now, things are a bit more structured, but I don't really plan long stretches in detail. I usually only plan a couple of days ahead because I like to stay flexible in case I need to change location or go home unexpectedly. I also really like slow travel in the form of staying somewhere for longer periods, like basing myself in one place for a few months and living more locally, rather than constantly moving. One thing you no longer feel guilty about: not needing to follow other people's way of traveling. I don't feel pressure anymore to eat everything, see everything, or do things in a certain way just because it's expected. I've learned to travel in a way that actually works for me. Website: https://wanderingeverywhere.com. Instagram: https://www.instagram.com/wanderingeverywhere. Read about her travels in Canada. Discover her Asa Tico.